campaign. It goes from here. We need to fight this. There's no question of talking away part of our pension rights. You and I have paid in some of us for decades for rights which we are entitled to. I'm not up for negotiating away my future, my family's futures, or your futures. Not on this one. I'll talk about contracts, I'll talk about pay, but when you change the pensions, for some people right at the end, indeed having left, then that's a step too far for me. I hope this will be the start. Your action today will spur other unions into joining us in the future to fight this.
Yay!
You're leading, the others will follow. May I now introduce a few speakers who I must thank have agreed to come here at very short notice. Can I first start by Mr. Leighton Andrews AM, who is the Welsh Assembly Government Minister for Education.
Well, thanks very much indeed. We all know there's a wider context for what is happening to your pensions at the present time. And the wider context, of course, is the cuts in public spending that are being imposed by the UK Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition government. In the Welsh Assembly government, our budgets next year have been cut by £860 million. Over the next 3 years, our budgets will be £1.8 billion lower in real terms than the original plans before the Conservative Liberal Democrats took over. So there is a wider context. There is a wider context here of public spending cuts that affects all of us and affects our public services. We have tried in Wales to take a distinctive approach in respect of both higher education and further education. So we're putting in place 3-year budgets for further education. So we're putting in place a system, as you know, in higher education, where we are giving support to students from Wales because we believe that the right to higher education is not a matter in which a market should be imposed. In England, the cuts are being driven because the UK government's Department of Business accepted budget cuts that would amount, of course, to an 80% cut in the teaching grant in universities, and the axing of virtually all support to arts and humanities subjects in England. We are not going down that route, but we have a very difficult financial situation of our own because of the cuts that we are receiving from the UK government. As you know, the pensions issues are not devolved for us. They're settled on an England and Wales basis, and I'm not sure you'd want them devolved. We want people to be able to travel across border between jobs in further and higher education in Wales or in England. But it's very important to us that at a time we know is going to be difficult in the public sector anyway, we know the pressures on public finances, we know the pressures on public service jobs. It seems to us ludicrous that you add to the pressures on the individuals working on the public services by addressing the issue of pensions at the same time when the public finances are under attack overall. Because what that does is just bring in more uncertainty, more insecurity into the workforce, and we need to be supporting our public service workforce, supporting our public service workers, and investing in them. Thank you.
Thank you, colleagues. The next speaker I'd like to introduce is Ms. Neris Evans.